Are we having fun yet, everyone? Yes, it is Foxborough under fire. Coach Mayo backtracking on comments, criticizing his team after a London beatdown by the previously wayward Jaguars. Players staying up at night, eating whatever they want. Total rebellion, mutiny on the horizon. Players freelancing. General discord, the previous coach criticizing the organization. And that's just a Monday in Patriots Nation, not even halfway through the season. Can the Patriots pull out of this tailspin? Is there any hope for any enjoyment the rest of the way? And will this actually end up doing harm to our developing leader or potential leader and franchise under center in Drake May? These are the questions we face today on a live Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by our friends at WEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Thank you guys for listening, watching live, or however you choose to consume this wonderful Patriots podcast. You got your old pals, Andy Jumbo Hart from the WEI Afternoon Program, as well as from the Six Rings Postgame Show and a bunch of other crap. Your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens here. Andy, this season sucks.
Well, Fitzgerald, as someone who thought 0-17 was very much in play for this football team, it's worse than I expected. I didn't think we would see this kind of dysfunction. You are a, and I appreciate the new backdrop if you're watching us on the stream, but you're kind of a dumpster fire because you stink on the field. You stink in the locker room and on social media. You get guys getting their names on the police blotter week after week here. Like, what is it you'd say you don't do at an abysmally low level right now?
Yeah. What do you do? That's a very fair question. What do these Patriots do well aside from
Drake May? Let him sling it, drop back and throw it. I saw Mike Reese in his little, I don't even know what he calls it. He puts like he empties out his notebook.
Unicycle?
Oh, what? That is hurtful. We're
what? Big people, any size person likes to ride a unicycle. I didn't say like traveling suitcase or something. I said unicycle.
But he put his little notebook on Twitter.
Why'd I call it a little notebook?
Bit of a shot.
Why did you just walked right into that, you jerk.
And he made an allusion to like, maybe they should have just gone with the circa early 90s Drew Bledsoe offense of letting him sling it 60, 70. Because Drake May threw the ball 37 times. So if you wanted to uptick the passing game, you're talking about throwing the ball 45 or 50 times in a game in his second NFL start. But I think that's what they do well right now. Drake May, which is great in one sense and awful in another, is the best thing you have going. It's great that you feel like you have a franchise quarterback, that he put up numbers that only he and Dan Marino, who share both initials and hopefully career trajectories, have in common. But it's also a train wreck that we're talking about. Like, Drake May's the best thing you got going? Like,
the guy that has started two games. He has been in the best part of your organization right now. Your franchise, the future under center, is now is by far and away not only your greatest asset, but the only reason worth tuning in.
Absolutely. Fun. He was fun to the point where, you know me, I want them to have the number one pick. So I wanted them to lose a shootout to the Jags. Shootout never really developed, but it looked like early on the Patriots were rolling. I was actually rooting for a victory. When they went up 10-0 and then they were like slinging it, I was like, okay, this is fun. We'll figure out how to get the number one pick later in the season. Let's just go win this game and have some fun and put on a show. Right. And then Alex Van Pelt ripped the carpet out from underneath them and the Jags.
I was going to say Jeremy Springer. According to Coach Mayo, I'll say straight up, this is the part that pissed me off the most. Calling your team soft. Okay. If you want to be ready for the possible insurgency, rebellion, mutiny, et cetera, if you want to challenge your guys and you want to do it through the media and you want to react openly in this new collaborative culture, go right ahead, Gerard. I'm so sick of the walkbacks the next day. Bobby backtracked, the head coach of the New England Patriots, whatever. But when you, instead of saying, well, it would have been nice to get a pad or a hat on somebody on that punt return, when you decide to say that Behringer is showing off his leg and making a mistake, kicking it down the field, out kicking coverage, you should be so lucky that you have a strong-legged kicker that can flip the field for you, because your offensive play caller goes back into seventh grade dance mode using play calls that even Super Tecmo Bowl would reject as banal, boring, and useless. And so Behringer blasts one. Your team can't cover the punt, and that's his fault. Kiss off.
Yeah, we got to be honest here. This is the first time this week. I said this yesterday on the afternoon program because I was a believer there was no way in Hades that Robert Kraft would consider a coaching change moving forward because of the gut feeling, the story of Israel, all of it invested in Gerard, coaching, waiting, like the entire. This is the first week where I started to wonder, is this guy going to be a one and done? Is he going to make it to a second NFL season? And I don't, you know me, I can be reactionary. I don't feel like I'm being overreactionary in this case because I would say this. As much as we may say Drake May looks good and young, developing, hopeful, all the positive adjectives you want to put on your hopeful franchise quarterback, Gerard Mayo's the opposite. What is it you'd say Gerard Mayo has done well over the last 10 months? Because I got nothing.
I really wish I could tell you. I mean, the comment section right now, as we stream live across the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials.
Pete Carroll won football games. Get Pete Carroll out your mouth, old man, Mom.
No, well, no, the reason why I share that particular comment is because Pete Carroll coached three seasons here and actually had a 500. Never had a losing season. He won more games than he lost. He was one and done with the New York Jetropolitans, just like Al Groh, except Al Groh was like, ooh, this place sucks. I'm going to go coach college. Smart guy. Pete Carroll had a winning record with the Patriots. I'm with you. They need to go back to the 90s. I have begged the team to please adopt the royal blue 1990s throwback jerseys, mostly just because I like the drip on them, and I would love to see people go to the pro shop and buy a Sean Jefferson or a Vincent Brisby or a Chris Slade jersey in addition to just a Bledsoe or a Brewski. This team is befitting of that. You're right. They should just go early to mid 90s and just be like, all right, Bledsoe, I mean, Drake May, go throw it 50 times. We have no hope otherwise. I don't need to see Antonio Gibson on a delayed handoff. I don't need to see wide zone Ramondre anymore. I don't need to see Jermichael Hasty, except for maybe on the occasional screen pass. That was working. How in the world they found a way to script their way to a lead on Sunday and then just like be Homer Simpson in that gif and just like fade back into the bushes is beyond me. But that went from an inspiring to a pathetic performance like that.
Well, I can tell you first down runs that got 1 yard, 1 yard, 3 yard, 4 yard, 1 yard, minus 3 yards. It was the run game could never get going. And I thought they tried to get it going too early and too long. I loved when they came out passing from the get-go. It's what I wanted. It's what I asked for. And oh, by the way, it worked against a putrid pass defense. The Jaguars have a terrible pass defense.
And it's the worst in the NFL. Early. Legitimately the worst.
I don't know why you would overthink it and get away from it. You know what it actually reminded me of? A couple of years ago, and it's funny because these two guys are connected, the Browns came into Gillette Stadium and drove right down the field with... who was that running back? They had a backup running back in the game, and he drove it right down their throats.
Which game was this?
I'm going to need you to listen if we're going to do a podcast together.
I'm also focusing on the comments, which enhance the live experience.
Topic at hand.
All right.
The effing Browns came into Gillette Stadium a few years ago, drove the ball.
Oh, right, D'Ernest Johnson.
D'Ernest Johnson drove the ball right down their throats. Oh. On the second series, Kevin Stefanski started slinging it. And guess who slung it right to the Patriots? Baker Mayfield, and the Patriots went on to whoop their ass. If they had kept running the ball, I think they would have whooped the Patriots.
It was 2021. The guy who caught that first touchdown was, believe it or not, Patriots tight end Austin Hooper. I was at the game. Hooper. Then they curiously, with offensive coordinator, really offensive assistant, Alex Van Pelt, got stop away from what worked.
Keep it simple, stupid. When something works, beat the hell out of it. Ride that bitch into the dust. And they didn't do that. And then they lost. And I know it's open season on the Patriots right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taking pot shots. Bill Belichick's taking pot shots, being disingenuous as he always is, and sort of manipulating the information to make himself look good and others look bad, which he always does. And I honestly think it should be beneath him, but apparently nothing is beneath him at this point in his media career. You know, this is a disaster. There's no other way to put it. And I just wonder, I told you this before the season. I said, I think Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft are aligned and expecting this to be a tough year and looking at this as a multi-year rebuild. But there's a difference between planning for a multi-year rebuild and understanding there'll be rough water and then riding the boat through the most awful storm you've ever been through while you're vomiting and you can't eat and you're crapping your pants. And that's what they're doing right now. And I just don't know if Robert Kraft, the Kraft family, Jonathan Kraft, or even Mayo himself will have the stomach to continue doing this. I just don't know where this goes. You have people calling for jobs. Van Pelt, one and done. He might be the scapegoat. He might
Feeling he's going to be. Fire Mayo was
actually
trending.
Scapegoat's strong because I don't think he's done a good job, so I'm not sure he's really the scapegoat. He's done a good job developing Drake May, something Tom Curran pointed out.
Oh, and yeah. We talked about it on the postgame show Sunday. It's like this is now one of the questions on the table. Andy, can Alex Van Pelt hold on to his job because he's doing a good job? I mean, with T.C. McCartney and then Ben McAdoo, what would you say you McAdoo around here? I have no idea what these guys do behind the scenes.
He might be an assistant head coach better because the head coach needs some assistance.
I mean, seriously, there can be no way possible Kraft, Mayo, et cetera, at all thought going into this offseason. Wolf, like with the players they had, the draft they had, the competition they would face with one of the toughest schedules in the NFL this year, that it would possibly get this bad. And now, to make matters worse, following the comments about his team being S-A-W-F-T, soft, which, of course, he walked back on the Greg Hill show, that brought out...
Wait, Mayo walked something back?
No. I know, crazy, right? He hadn't done that in a week. Now, the worst thing that could have possibly happened for him on top of it all, it brought out his number one critic. Who took two opportunities to have Adam yesterday.
You know, look, I think when you criticize your team publicly like that, it doesn't always go over well. Not every coach has their own style and maybe sometimes that can be effective and all, but ultimately I always felt like when a team played bad, that was my responsibility too. I mean, we might've had bad playing, but we had bad coaching. It led to bad playing. So, I think it's always best to kind of, you know, take a look at yourself and do what you can do to help the team. And then, you know, if you have constructive criticism as a coach, that's your job. But I don't know. You know, last year the Patriots led the league in rushing defense yards per carry, number one in the league. This year they're 26th or whatever it is. It's the same players. I don't think that those players on defense are soft, but they haven't stopped the run very well this year.
It's not the same players, Bill, you fraud.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no Juwan Bentley. There's no Christian Barmore. There's no Jabril Peppers. Gee whiz, the baseball
players at all three levels to stop the run. That's all those.
Oh, wow. Things. Our baseball team's defense has gone to shit. Oh, why is that? Oh, well, our catcher, our shortstop, and our center fielder are missing. Oh, really?
I don't know how that works. Bill would be like, no, same team. What a fraud. What a bully pulpit fraud. It is
now,
unbelievable.
See, I think Belichick is not coming. I don't like the way he's coming. Now, he has Brady on there because Belichick's on there more often than Brady because Belichick can't say no to any single media appearance or opportunity to remind people that he would love to coach next year and that the Patriots did him dirty. Honestly, Belichick, say less. Coach Mayo, say less. You know who else? Maybe Mr. K could also not go on podcasts and like in the middle of this dumpster fire season in a rebuild where people want to look to a North Star or a beacon of hope, Andy, I don't need Mr. Kraft going on a podcast saying like, oh, I didn't want to fire Bill, but I gave him too much power and, you know, I regret not having checks and balance. Okay, great. But it's done. You cannot control that. I can't even control the start of this podcast or even what you said 30 seconds ago. I'm in charge of my now. And your now in Foxborough looks like absolute trash.
And yeah, No one is handling themselves. And I include it's Gerard Mayo. It's Bill Belichick. It's Robert Kraft. It's everybody that's commenting for or around or about the Patriots. And I get it. There's still a lot of emotion, probably from Belichick's end, from the dynasty and getting railroaded and all those things. But this is a disaster. And it starts with Gerard Mayo. And Gerard Mayo did say, I got to coach better. It starts with me. So, Bill, I mean, apparently you missed that part of the comment. You chose to Barmore wasn't out last year.
No, we're not saying that. That's the thing. Last year, Belichick, see, that's the
had
thing, guys.
Had Barmore, had Bentley, and had Peppers, the three guys up the middle that are most important to this run defense, who are not on the field anymore. That was the point. It's not the same players. It's very right. different players. It's frickin' Raekwon McMillan and Christian Ellis and whoever else. Marte mm-hmm. Mapu, the Hawkins kid. Like, there's a lot of different players.
Christian Ellis. Yeah.
Guys haven't stepped up. And that's just the reality. And I'm not, you know, that's NFL football. But for Bill to get on there and pretend that it's the same team is just, it's disingenuous, because either he's an idiot and isn't paying attention and shouldn't be commenting, or he knows it's not the same players and he's being disingenuous and intentionally swaying the conversation a certain way to beat up on his former assistant, who, by the way, he begged and begged and begged over multiple years to join his coaching staff because he needed him. And now their relationship has gone south
because he didn't like the way the succession plan took place. And he felt like it was underneath his nose or on his watch. And he wanted to be in control of it because Bill, as we know,
Bill wants to be in control. Get the hell out of here.
Funny thing. He always liked controlling a narrative as well. And this does not disparage or take away from anything Bill Belichick accomplished
right.
during all of his time as head coach. It's just, he's being a little salty right now. And we had to know.
Because we all do it. Yeah, I just generally, don't you generally think that people with so much success and power and money are above us? Like, they're acting like I would act. And I'm just like a jackass Andy Hart. Like, that's, I would do the same thing probably, but I'm a jackass Andy Hart. He's Bill effing Belichick. He's supposed to be the greatest coach, leader of men of all time. At one point, people thought he should be president and lead companies and all these things. He's a jackass like the rest of us when he gets oversensitive.
What a mess. McAfee yesterday, Let's Go podcast last night. Mayo just making things a mess. Another week, another walk back. Yeah, the play calling is terrible. And now, you know what we have to look forward to, Andy? We have to look forward to Hell in the Cellar. That's right. The battle to not be in last place in the AFC East takes place this Sunday.
Again?
1 o'clock.
Didn't we just have one of these against the Dolphins? And then, like, we had a number one pick bowl against the Jaguars, and now we're going to play the Jets. Jets are going to get right.
Yeah. Well, because as we all now know that basically the New England Patriots have become the get right team.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going to get right, you just got to play the Patriots.
Right. They're some people want certain games to be relegation bowls where we kick the Patriots out of the NFL. They're so bad and such an embarrassment.
I have argued for relegation for the longest time. It would how tragic, though. That would be like just winning the Premier League for several seasons and then a couple seasons later, like being sent down to, what is that, the Champions League or Tier 2, whatever it is in the EPL. Like, absolute mess. I don't know how it's going to get. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. Barmore could be back soonish. We know Bentley's out for the year. You doubt that the Pepper situation is going to resolve itself anytime soon. You have to let the legal process play out. There's no hastening that. There's no farm team we can call up Roman Anthony or Marcelo Mayer or anybody else up from, guys, or Kyle Teal.
They've already called up all their guys. They've already got, like, practice squatters playing all over the board, and they promised they were going to get younger as the year went on. If they get younger, I mean, I guess if they get younger, at least we'll have something to watch, because one of the disappointing things in recent weeks is no Javon Baker, no Tyquan Thornton. It's like we're not learning anything. If you were learning something about those guys, it'd feel like there was at least something productive going on. Right now, there's not a lot productive going on for the present or really the future other than Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez is getting great experiences week after week going up against elite wide receivers. I don't care that Brian Thomas beats him for a deep ball, because guess what? I personally think Brian Thomas is going to be a top five receiver in this league in the very near future. I think he's an absolute effing stud. So no shame in that. There's experiences being gained. Gonzalez is tackling. He's throwing his body around a little bit. Drake May's slinging passes. But beyond
Gonzalez is doing great interviews on WEEI.
Next question.
Oh, God.
Next question. I actually think that's the biggest issue this team has. We know they have bad talent. We know the coach is learning on the fly. But this whole social media / media finger pointing and trying to be leaders when maybe they're not leaders. And that was the discussion we had on the afternoon program yesterday. I don't think this team has leaders. I just, the guy I brought up to lead a list of many is obviously an all-time great leader, but Willie McGinest, the guy who people feared, the guy who would get kicked back into line, you know, but again, Rodney Harrison, Vince Wilfork, pick your guy. They had a bunch of them. I'm not sure they have any leaders on this football team. And the leaders they do have, like Jonathan Jones is not going to bark at somebody and tell them to shut the F up. And you know what I mean? Like, they don't have the a-hole leader that I think football teams need. And I mean, is that the primary problem? I have no idea. They have a lot of problems. It'd be hard. You know, as Bill Belichick likes to say, I don't rank them, Andy. I don't know where I'd rank all the problems of this football team, but leadership for me is one of them because the coach is struggling with his leadership, and I'm not sure who the lieutenants in the locker room that he should be able to turn to really are.
I thought the season was basically just all about finding out if you had a quarterback in Drake May and if the third overall pick was well used and if there were any other assets along the way that you could develop or discover. Great. I'm with delusional. Now we need to figure out, can AVP call plays? No, it doesn't seem so. Can Gerard Mayo handle all the duress, turmoil, and tumult down in Foxborough? Doesn't really seem so. We know May can play. Do we have a new tight end of the future? Let's get Bell out there. Why the F not? And I'm with delusional Patriots fan who's watching live on YouTube right now. New England needs to figure out the receivers room because at least three of them won't be back next year. Yeah. Can Jalen Polk get out of his own head and his feels and his social media and hold on to the freaking ball? Is Kendrick Bourne going to ask for a trade out of here? How about Javon Baker? What about KJ Osborne? Is he going to play? No, now he's putting in stories, something with a fake agent that he was going to be a healthy scratch. Pop Douglas turns into Poop Douglas the night before. They're freelancing. They're having what, you know, DiGiorno's and beers or they're at midnight. I don't know. God, what a mess. It's worse than it's like chicken and beer without the quality team.
Yeah. And that is part of it because I do agree with Mayo. Some of this would get brushed away if you were at least a 500 football team, if you were winning some football games. But now you've reached the point, I don't even know if a single win solves this. Like if they go out and beat the Jets on Sunday, it'll be better and people will feel a little bit better, but it won't be the be-all, cure-all, end-all. It's not like people are suddenly going to say, oh, great, now we're rolling in the right direction. There's just too much drama, too much dysfunction, too much... Yep. Ugly play on the football field. Like it's just, this is a total system failure that some people predicted. Some people expected. I know some people are taking victory laps. Certainly Andy Gresh, our former coworker, is one of them. He thought Mayo would be a disaster and Mayo's been a disaster. So he's
probably home right now, enjoying some snacks from a vending machine, watching wrestling highlights, having a big old LOL. Jeez, man, just can't believe we're here, but we are. We're here for you several times a week on the Post Game Show and the Six Rings Podcast. Holler at your boys at Fitzy GFY and at Jumbo Heart. Anytime you want to get involved in a quality Patriots debate, need some news, information, analysis, and more. And don't forget to follow and subscribe at Six Rings Pod on all your socials, Spotify, Apple Pods, or download the Odyssey app today.